Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, this is Drew Badger and this is the Big Scary News for episode 259. And we're going to start off with some sad news from one of our own. This comes to us via Aura Haunted House in Bartonville, Illinois. It is with sadness that we announce to the haunt industry that we have lost one of our own. Jim Wiz Wisner passed away Monday, June 12th, unexpectedly at the too young age of 51. Jim was part of the Spook Hollow family and joined Aura as we transitioned to open Aura Haunted House. He was very instrumental as an actor and the key costume maker, distressing and painting and goring up many of the costumes you see throughout the haunt. Jim worked at several haunted houses as an actor around the area, but called Aura Haunted House home. He had a passion for the haunt industry and was very close to his family. If you knew Jim, he was more like a brother than just a friend. Our hearts are broken, and we will miss him dearly. Please keep his daughters and family in your thoughts and prayers. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Jim Wisner and the Aura Haunted House family, and offers up this moment of silence. On a little lighter news, we have this from Trepidation's Haunted Attraction in Seligman, Missouri. Hoping I'm pronouncing that right. We are moving. We are excited to finally announce what we've been working towards the last few months. We have secured a new and much larger location in Exeter, Missouri. Because of that, we will be closed for the 2023 season. Having over a year to work on the show will enable us to create a better experience for our loyal fans. We look forward to this new journey and would like to say thank you for all who have helped with this process. We'll have more information coming soon, so keep up with updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/trepidationshaunts. We have this news on the West Michigan Halloween Expo coming to Wyoming, Michigan. West Michigan Halloween Expo is coming to the Grand Rapids area September 23rd and 24th. There will be over 100 Halloween, horror, and oddities venues for you to check out. 2 full days of events, vendors, and fun. There is vendor space open for anyone that is ready to promote their products in the Halloween industry. There's also a Halloween yard sale section where home haunters can get rid of their own old decorations to make room for the new. Go to WMHalloweenExpo.com, and if you're interested in being a vendor or teaching a class, contact us at WestMichiganHalloweenExpo.com/vendor-registration. We have this from Mad Haunters Madhouse in Purcellville, Virginia. Want to be part of the madness and help deliver incredible scare entertainment experiences this haunt season? We're hiring a variety of roles this season. There's plenty of screams and scares to go around. Our first scare actor meeting will be on July 15th at 5 p.m., and this is a mandatory training session. Orientation will be held on site at the haunt, 37568 LaGarde Farm Road in Purcellville. Come see how scary you can be. Get more information at madhaunter.com/nowhiring. We have this from the Hillside House of Hell in Glenwood, Iowa. The ultimate summer event returns Saturday, July 1st. Hillside House of Hell is opening the gates this summer for one night only. Experience the biggest and scariest haunted house near Omaha, complete with a huge horror edition fireworks show, live wrestling, live music, a killer muscle car show, a daytime lights on tour, the haunted houses, a horror themed fireworks show. The event schedule will be announced soon, and tickets are on sale now with a special lights on tour available. Daytime tour tickets must be purchased separate from general admission tickets. Lights on tours, you can experience Hillside House of Hell like never before and receive a free digital photo of your tour, plus a free 24x36 poster. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Hillside House of Hell. We have some hiring news from the Folklore Haunted House in Acworth, Georgia. Get ready, Georgia. Folklore is gearing up for its 14th season, which will be our biggest and scariest yet. Come join our family and bring some fear this fall. Apply now at folklorehauntedhouse.hauntscheduler.com. We have this from AMS Haunted Attractions in Maryville, Tennessee. AMS Haunted Attractions presents July Fest. Happening July 8th from 8:30 to 11 p.m., this event is free to attend, but bring your money with you because you'll want to buy some awesome merchandise from our vendors, and you'll not want to miss the haunted attraction. Get more information at amshaunts.com. We have this update from Thunderbird Farms in Goshen, New York. We are looking for vendors for our opening Boo Barn event day on September 23rd. It's always a lot of fun. If interested, please email us at thunderbirdfarmsllc@gmail.com or message us on Instagram, Facebook, or on our website, thunderbirdfarmsllc.com. We have an update from Nightmare Cleveland Haunted House in Cleveland, Ohio. We're now hiring. Nightmare Cleveland has undergone a massive expansion for the 2023 season. We're seeking scare actors and also non-performance staff members. All are paid positions, and you get bonuses for perfect attendance. We're open September 16th through November 4th. If interested in joining the most unique and high-tech haunted attraction in the area, apply today at NightmareCleveland.com. We have some convention news with this update from the Mad Monster Party coming to Glendale, Arizona. Meet Cassandra Peterson at Mad Monster Party, Arizona. Cassandra Peterson, a.k.a. Elvira, joins the madness in Arizona. Meet the legendary horror hostess that has partied with everyone from Vincent Price to Pee Wee Herman. She'll be attending Saturday and Sunday only and will not be appearing as Elvira. For tickets, hotel, and more information, visit madmonster.com/Mad Monster Party Arizona 2023. We have a little more convention news, this time with an update from Days of the Dead coming to Los Angeles. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor David Howard Thornton to the guest roster for Days of the Dead, All Monsters Attack, Los Angeles, happening August 25th through the 27th at the Hilton Los Angeles Airport. David Howard Thornton is best known for his unforgettable roles as Art the Clown in this year's runaway horror sensation Terrifier. A throwback to the classic gore films of the 80s, Terrifier has been garnering heaps of praise from both critics and horror fans alike, harkening back to a time before today's overproduced fluff fright films and bringing back what true aficionados crave: brutal kills, real scares, and an antagonist that is not soon forgotten. Tickets and vendor tables are now on sale at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the Cinema of Horrors in Kelso, Washington. An immersive and heart-pounding horror laser tag experience where participants face off against hordes of zombies in a live-action laser tag combat game? of course, navigate through a post-apocalyptic world filled with danger, fear, and excitement as you use your wits and combat skills to survive the outbreak. Survive the zombie outbreak with cutting-edge weapons, equip yourself with the latest in zombie slaying technology, and more. Your laser weapons are designed to look and feel like the real thing, complete with weighty metal construction and realistic recoil. Trained experts will guide you in their use before you enter the battlefield, maximizing your chance of survival. Happening July 14th, 15th, and 16th only. Get more information at kelso.cinemaofhorrors.com. And finally, we have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. The Black Cat Lounge returns to Midsummer Scream this year with a room full of not-so-ferocious felines to pet, play with, cuddle, and we hope, adopt. Sponsored by Pluto TV, the lounge will have kittens and cats looking for forever homes from Kitten Rescue. And as a special treat, Instagram celebrity Nathan the Cat Lady will be in attendance for the weekend. Priority access to the Black Cat Lounge is available by purchasing an exclusive enamel pin designed by Heidi Rue from her booth. Limited quantities available. And here's a bonus tip. The first 50 guests who visit the Pluto TV booth on the show floor and show they've downloaded the app will receive a free pin. Get more information at midsummerscream.com. Org. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live at FrankenCon in Knoxville, Tennessee. We're hanging with all the cool kids. And by cool, they don't get much cooler than guys who are not only involved in podcasting, but involved in haunted attractions and maybe a big fan of old school wrestling.
Hell yeah.
So let's talk to Brandon Lane, who just happens to work at
Ripley's Haunted Adventure in the Great Smoky Mountains, Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Oh, my God. If you haven't been to Gatlinburg lately, you probably will soon because they're about to put the world's largest Buc-ee's there in Sevierville.
That's true. I
know there's going to be some folks heading there. But Ripley's Haunted Adventure, I'm going to assume this is a big takeoff on Ripley's Believe It or Not museums that are basically all over the world in tourist areas.
Oh, yeah. We have been in business since 1999. They're haunted in Myrtle Beach. San Antonio just shut down. Unfortunately, COVID was a big factor in their business declining, but there's one in Hong Kong. We're all over the place. I've currently been with Ripley's since 2011, and I worked my way up from just a scare actor to basically set designer. I do props, makeup. And now, technically, my title is creative director, so I kind of have my hands in all of the proverbial pudding, you know. It's been fun, and I love scaring people, but I also love making people happy. And when you can combine those things, it is a magical thing.
Now, Ripley's is, for all intents and purposes, a year-round attraction.
We are open almost all year.
Very close.
We close down once for cleaning, like just a deep clean, throwaway, you know. With the haunters, you know, you clutter stuff and you're like, oh, I can use this. Or a broken prop, well, I'll fix it eventually. And certain times you just got to consolidate and throw it in the garbage and you know, bring out some new stuff. But then we close down for a half a day for a Christmas party. And, you know, Ripley's is a multi-billion-dollar corporation, and they have treated me and our employees very well with these gala events where they give away, you know, big screen TVs and, you know, fine catered food. So I can't really complain too much about Ripley's. They've given me the opportunity to live a fairly comfortable life, and I mean, I get to dress up for a living. Who doesn't love to do that?
You get to work in a haunted house like most of the year. How bad can that be?
Well, it certainly can be bad, depending on the scenario. I lived in Gatlinburg in the pre-boom of the uprising of these breweries and distilleries for the moonshine corporations, and then they sprung up out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, Gatlinburg is the hub of intoxicity, you know? So everybody comes in, and sometimes, you know, you're scared and you're drunk, and you can have a good time and laugh, and it's a fun environment. But also, if you're scared and you are a violent drunk, that is the worst combination of two things that can exist. I've been hit. I've been punched. I've had a guy throw a lit match of, what do they call them? Matches at me. And I've seen everything under the sun, good, bad, and otherwise. But the good more than outweighs the bad. And coming from a background of, I used to do graphic design, and I was really influenced by old horror movie posters and stuff. So I've always had this need to kind of, like, do spooky stuff. But everything just kind of fell into place, and, you know, and now I'm at the top of the heap. You know, it's a cool feeling.
And I have had a basketball thrown at my head when I was working at a theme park that gave away basketballs as prizes. That was fun. So, yes, I do understand the tragedies and the hazards of working as a scare actor and things like this. But what are, aside from the drunk hipsters and stuff who come through and do brewery tours now, what are some of the major challenges of being a year-round haunt? Obviously, you don't get to shut down for 8 months, 9 months, 10 months out of the year to rebuild every single thing or 50% of your building and all that. But what are some of your big issues?
So, like I said, our location opened in 1999. I started in 2011. 2011 was the first time they had done any renovations to the haunted house. And you know as good as I do, you got to keep things new. You got to have people give them something new to look at. And tourism, by our metrics, you know, we have people that do all the crunch the numbers and stuff. People come to Gatlinburg on a 3-year rotation. And every 3 years, if you don't have something drastically different, you are hurting your business. So Ripley's kind of got a little stagnant. And now that I've kind of risen through the ranks, one of the positive things, we have a new general manager. Shout out to Dustin. He's doing an incredible job. And he's allowed us to have a budget to improve things on a regular basis. So last year, for the first time since I started working here, we started new renovations. We built 3 new rooms from the ground up.
Nice.
And they kind of let me just have full rein on it, which is, you know, that's a interesting position to be put in, to have that much trust given to you, because it could easily go south. And having worked with, you know, people in the past, some people, you know, will kind of puff up to what they're capable of doing. But, you know, sometimes you kind of need somebody to rise to the challenge, you know, like Eye of the Tiger. And I got the Eye of the Tiger for the haunted industry.
There you go. Now, you know, you would assume that with a year-round haunted attraction, you've literally have to have, like, hundreds of actors so they can be working, you know, because, you know, when you're open 6 weeks out of the year and you've got 75 people and that's still not enough, that's how it works, right? Or do you only have, like, you know, a dozen, 20 people or something that this is their job?
One of the benefits of the way that our haunted house is laid out, we have a centralized corridor where basically, in the worst of scenarios, which we had in 2020 when COVID was going on, because we never fully shut down, one person could literally hit the entire house. I don't recommend that happen, because people want to see different costumes and, you know, different body types, big guy, little guy, big girl, little girl. You know, those dynamics add a little flavor to it. But staffing has been a huge issue just across the board, not just for the haunted, but just, you know, people across the board in different industries ever since COVID. So where we would normally have, you know, maybe 20 people on staff, we've got maybe 12, 13 right now, and they're all great. The people who are there want to be there, which makes a huge difference, because it's one thing to, like, want to do it on the weekend, but when you're doing it 365, it can really weigh on you being in the dark all the time. Or the other flip side, we have people that work downstairs, and when it's hot, I mean, you're under that makeup, and it's just streaming down your face. You get sticky. So there's pros and cons, but we have a core group, and I would like to expand upon that. So if you're interested in auditioning, please hook us up, ripleys.com. Make sure you apply at the Gatlinburg location. Otherwise, you may end up in Myrtle Beach, which doesn't do me any good.
Yeah, I can obviously see that. You know, I've been down to the place in Old Town in Kissimmee, Florida, and they only have, like, well, you only see, like, three or four people the entire time. So I understand the, you know, multiple scares from different things like that. But let's turn this around just a little bit here, and let's talk about this apparent podcast that you do here. You do quite an interesting little thing on the air.
So for nearly 6 years, me and my cohort, my hetero life mate, Fat Tony, and I, we've been doing an in-depth horror cult exploitation podcast called Rants from the Black Lodge. And we're huge David Lynch fans. So Black Lodge is kind of spurred off from Twin Peaks. I don't know if you remember that show from the early 90s. But the ironic thing is we have never covered Twin Peaks, and we probably never will. And I think that's the most hilariously ironic thing about it.
But have you done Eraserhead?
We have not done Eraserhead, but that would definitely be one we would do.
Have you even done a David Lynch film?
Yes, okay. We did Blue Velvet, and that was so much fun to talk about, because I think that's one of his more accessible films. And, you know, if you're not going to want to go full bore into the ridiculousness, there's just enough to kind of, like, intrigue you and maybe introduce you to wanting more. But every month, well, almost every month, you know, sometimes things go crazy, but we're pretty set on our schedule. First of the month, we release an in-depth retrospective, and we will attack a movie from, like, every conceivable angle. For our five-year anniversary, we did Texas Chainsaw Massacre, one of my all-time favorite films. And you would think, like, what is there to be told about this movie? Well, it's about perspective and how you bring the attention to details that maybe other people don't. And me and my friend, we riff, but it's very structured. I highly write everything out and kind of have a 13, 14, 15, 16, 20 pages of notes. And so our episodes can be quite lengthy. But we also have a secondary show called Rants After Dark, and that comes out on the 15th, where it's just, you know, us, we have some drinks, we watch a movie and kind of riff on it. You know, we know the stuff, we do some research, but it's a little more loose and playful. So we've been doing
MST.
Oh, not as funny. I mean, we can be funny in moments, but, you know, sometimes it depends on the movie whether or not we're attacking it in a creatively funny way, or if we're, like, just talking about how good it is or sometimes how bad it is. But we've been doing this about 6 years, and we're routinely in the top 200 on iTunes, which, I mean, how did that happen? I have no idea. And this weekend, you know, we're at Bride of Frankenkind. I've had people come up and ask for my autograph. That is so bizarre, because, like, who the fuck am I? And we inducted Brian Bremmer from Pumpkinhead into our Hall of Fame this weekend. He's an awesome guy. If you ever get a chance to meet him, I highly recommend him. And I've become really good friends with Mick Strawn, the production designer from Nightmare on Elm Street 3 and 4, Blade, and 100 other movies. So I've been able to cultivate these friendships and stuff beyond the podcast. So, like, whatever success it brings is sort of secondary to the relationships that have been bonded around it. We just have fun doing it, and we're supporting charities, so all the things we have at our con booth, 100% going to the Ronnie James Dio Stand Up and Shout Cancer Fund. Ronnie Dio was a huge heavy metal icon back in the, you know, 70s and 80s. He unfortunately passed away from stomach cancer on
2010,
May 16th, 2 days after my birthday, and what a bummer. And cancer is a horrible thing. It's affected so many people, but it's affected my family and my cohort's family directly. My co-host, Fat Tony, his father passed away from cancer, and my father is currently battling cancer. So it's something we're really passionate about, and we want to be able to make people laugh and smile. But if we can make a couple of bucks and give it to this charity, I think that makes all the difference in the world, because what would it matter having $100 million in your pocket if you've got no one to share it with? You know what I mean? So money doesn't mean anything to me beyond the necessities and the occasional Criterion Blu-ray or something like that. But we would rather make some people smile and do something good for people than reap the benefits monetarily.
Sure. So are you vending at any other shows over the, say, the next few months where people can donate to the Stand Up and Shout charity and get more information?
We kind of build our entire year around FrankenCon, and because I work in the haunted house industry, you probably know good and well that when you start preparing for October, that is not a fly-by-night kind of situation. So unfortunately, I don't get to do a lot of stuff from like July until November, but we're hopefully going to do some stuff towards the end of the year. You can find this stuff out. We're very active on social media, Rance the Black Lodge on Twitter, at Rance Black Lodge. Same thing with Facebook. We've got, you know, several thousand members in our Facebook group. So anything that we're doing, you can find us there. You can also check out our homepage at juicykruger.com, which has all of our episodes. We're available on iTunes, Stitcher, and, you know, all the, you know, the big ones. But if you want to buy a T-shirt that will support charity directly, go to rantarmy.com. We've got tons of funny shirts, you know, and podcast-related junk. So 100% of those proceeds go directly to charity. And if you would be so kind to support us and a charity at the same time, that is a winning combination in my book.
Brandon Lane, a pleasure to have you here on the show.
Absolute pleasure to be here.
Next time I'm in Gatlinburg, I will definitely have to come out and check out Ripley's Haunted Adventure there and let you know we're coming. We'll catch up then. And and again, folks, if you are looking for a job, I know somebody who's hiring. Even if you have to live in Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge, hey, you're working at a haunt year-round. How bad can that be? And check out his podcast, Tales from the Black Lodge.
Rants from the Black Lodge,
and all the various social medias that he has mentioned, the YouTube channel and all the other good stuff here. Once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger here at FrankenCon, hanging with the cool kids, and we're out.
That's good.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.